First of all, I thank God for being here on this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as I was there, I was just thinking of something. God put something on my heart to share with you before I pray. I promise you I won't preach for an hour, but if you can give me about 2 minutes. A scripture that he placed on my heart, and I hope it was encourage you on this morning. Over in Psalms 27, and the Lord placed on my heart to share this with you about our beloved brother that has gone on to be with the Lord as a challenge to you to make sure you are ready. Now, this is what he told me about Brother Greenway. In Psalms 27, he said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Now, the Lord was his light and his salvation. Say, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? And that's the scripture that the Lord placed on my heart, that the Lord was his light and his salvation. And in the next scripture, it says, even when the enemy came upon him to eat up his flesh with all those sickness that was on him. Now, you may think that the sickness took him out, but short of that, they stumbled and fell, and God received him unto himself. So he's in a better place today. So all of this sickness that attacked his body did not win. But God came in and received him to himself. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you, God, for allowing us to gather in this place on this morning, oh God. God, now we come to give you thanks and praise, oh God. God, for the time that you have allowed Brother Greenway to share with us in our lives, oh God, the life that he has impacted, oh God. God, we thank you today, oh God, that even after his leaving, oh God, lives will be changed, God, because of the words that you spoke to him, oh God. God, now I lift up his family on today in the name of Jesus. God, that you will move by your spirit, oh God. God, that you will pour your strength over Sister Ann, oh God, and the son, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, let them know today, God, that they may be having a valley experience now, God, but you will take them through the valley, God. You will not leave them in this place, God, and that brighter days are coming. God, I pray for the church today, oh God. God, that they will continue, oh God. God, what you have used him to start on this day. God, now I pray, oh God, your strength over this entire congregation. God, give us divine direction, Lord, as we proceed from this point forward, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy today. We bind every hindrance spirit, every stumbling block, God, every spirit, oh God, that would hinder what you want to do in this place. And God, we just thank you, God, for all that you have done, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do, God. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you. I want to ask Jack Bramall to come up. He has some words for you, and then I'll let him tell you what we're going to do next.
Thank you. Get organized.
That's not
mine. Oh, that's yours. Thanks for telling me, Lewis.
You let it blow away.
Well, it's always nice following Reverend Randall. I can't think of anything better. Sorry. You know, as I was walking up here, I thought I saw the Lord part the clouds, and I think I saw a beaver looking down on all these beautiful faces out here. And I'm sure he is right now. He winks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If I can get organized here. I got to take your point and put it in here for a second.
Talking
here. Everybody can hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. And we still haven't made the arrangements for this Wednesday, right, with memorial service?
We've got a couple of snacks. We're going to settle it today.
Okay.
All right,
Ann, if Ann has your email, she'll send out the church.
It'll be on my
Facebook page. Huh?
And it will be on my Facebook
page. It'll be on your Facebook? Okay, good. So with the memoriam is scheduled for Wednesday, we hope, right, around 4 o'clock.
If you don't have a computer, call.
Yeah. Now, if you don't get a, if you don't have a computer or whatever, feel free to call Ann, and she will tell you the actual time. So she's supposed to be settled today, hopefully. Let's see what else I was supposed to say. Beaver used to love to do testimonies where he would let somebody praise God, and we will do that right now. And I was just wondering, is anyone in this? I think I see one. Okay.
And right up the road.
Test.
And he's got one to get first.
Okay.
Beaver, standing here, looking around here, I can just see the smile on his face from ear to ear. All these people in here, and we've had it like this many times, but we have lost our leader. But our loss is heaven's gain.
Amen.
I've known Beaver for over 60 years. I was 9 years old when I met Beaver in Greenville, South Carolina. My grandmother, and he's told this story many a time here in church, she drug me and my cousin from the mill village in Greenville, South Carolina, to his daddy's tent was right next to the cemetery. And she drug us up there, and we listened to his dad preach. I can't remember how good a preacher he was, but Beaver tells me he was one of the best in the world, and I believe it. My grandmother knew he was one of the best in the world. He talks about the time we threw sawdust all over the place. Beaver threw no sawdust because he was 15 years old. I was 9. So when he says, me and Freddie throw sawdust at each other, nope. He never got his hiney busted, but Freddie did. Beaver Greenway was, he was something special. And I loved the man. I loved him so much because he stood on the gospel like a rock. And when you come here on Sunday morning, if you wanted to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, you came to the right place.
Amen.
If you didn't want to hear it, you might as well turn around right out there and get in your car, because he's going to step on your toes. He was obedient right up until the end. Whatever Jesus laid up on his heart, Beaver made sure that he did it. And I see many faces in here that have been saved in this very church right here. This is the body of Christ from that door to this door. And I think a lot of us had problems with that, but Beaver always emphasized, when there are two or more in my presence, I'm going to be there also. And Beaver preached, and he preached, and he preached, and he filled our souls. And he was strong in the faith. He always seemed to have the words from the Word of God that I needed to hear, and I'm sure a lot of you did too. Like I said, we have lost our leader. But we can't quit. 15 years Beaver poured his heart into this place. He built a true house of God. Not a First Baptist church, not a cathedral. But this is the house of the Lord, and Beaver made it that way. We need to pray for Ann, for Scott, and for the family now, after going through such a hard loss. I was in Simpsonville, South Carolina, at a training session all week. And I heavy-hearted all week. I came back home, and jumped in my clothes, and I ran over to Grand Dunes Hospital to help comfort with the family. And maybe, if possible, I didn't know a whole lot, see Beaver and hold his hand. But they didn't have him there, and they couldn't find him, and I began to get a little upset, so I called Susan. I said, I said, Susan, what room is Beaver in? Where's he at? I need to see him. And she said, Freddie, I'm so sorry that you have to hear this in this manner, but Beaver left to go to heaven this morning at 10 o'clock. I went outside and I sat in that little gazebo outside of Grand Dunes Hospital. And I prayed. And I prayed and I prayed. And I thanked the Lord for knowing a man such as Beaver Greenway. He was such a blessing to me, and I'm sure he was to all of you too. So we're here this morning to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and Beaver is looking down upon us right now. And like I said, he's smiling big because we have a house full. He loves to have a house full. And he always came through with the Word of God in such a strong and mighty way. So let's pray. Can we pray right now? I'd like to have a prayer right now and thank Jesus. Just grab the hand next to you if you don't mind. And let's pray in one accord. Heavenly Father God, we just thank you so much, God. We thank you so much for Beaver Greenway. We thank you so much for our pastor, our preacher, our evangelist, our mentor. We thank you, God, that we had a man here that preached the gospel. He was not afraid to preach what the Holy Word of God says. We haven't lost him, Lord. We're going to see him again. But God, our loss is heaven's gain. I have no doubt that Beaver is home. And he's happy to be there. So let us continue. Let us bound together as Christian brothers and sisters and continue. Help us, Father, to continue the work that Beaver began. I don't think there'll ever be another Beaver Greenway. But what a pleasure you gave us to know this man and to love this man and to feel his love back. He loved everybody. He was so kind and compassionate. And as he told me last Sunday, he said, you know, some people think I'm full of crap, Freddie. Right over at the door going out. He said, but as long as they think that, that means they're paying attention and they hear my sermon on the Word. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you most of all. We have to take the time to thank you, Father, for saving our souls, yes, for dying upon the cross, yes, and for shedding your precious blood that we might one day be in heaven with Beaver and all of our loved ones. Now we continue to ask you to breathe upon this congregation this morning and to fill us with your Holy Spirit, to give us comfort. We ask you, Father, to again touch Ann and Scott and the family. They'll be walking through the shadow of death, so they have to fear no evil, for you are with them, Lord. Thank you once again, Father, for what you're going to do here this morning. We come here every Sunday for 15 years looking for a blessing, and this morning will be no different. In Jesus' precious and wonderful sweet name, amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for having Beaver to save me and for saving Don and for saving our children. And this is from our son, who was totally lost before he ever came here. To start off, I'm truly saddened by the loss of our pastor. I have been troubled by this passing ever since I found out. I want to tell you my testimony, and I hope Beaver knows it too. I first met Beaver in August of 2009 when me and my wife needed a preacher for my wedding. Marie knew Beaver, and she gave him a call to see if he would marry us. He said he would do it. On the day of our wedding, we were on the beach, and everybody at the service liked him. I could relate the way he said what he was thinking, at the time because I have too been known to speak my opinion, and it didn't matter who it offended. It would be a little over a year later I would see Beaver again. My father, Don Stewart, had been going to church of the Lost and Found. Shortly after my first son's birth, I finally gave in one Sunday while down on vacation and joined my father and Marie for Sunday service. That changed my life. You see, I was raised from a very early age in a little country church, and I knew right from wrong. I knew there was a God, but as I got older in my teens, 20s, and 30s, I forgot about God, and I was headed straight to hell. I've been a sinner for the most of my life, always going against the grain, and only live for today, not tomorrow. But that Sunday, Beaver broke through my tough skin and hard emotions. He spoke very much like me, telling me it was way in simple terms. Heaven or hell, up or down, which is it? Something changed me that day, and I began to think about what he said. As time went by, I would go to church more and more when I went down to visit. Before long, I was a full-fledged member of the church and watched by webcam every Sunday with my family, rarely missing a sermon. If it wasn't for Beaver showing me the light, then I would have been doomed for sure. You see, Beaver was the only person who could point me in the right direction. I like to tell people I was adrift at sea, and he pointed me towards the shore. The enormous song and dance by many soft-spoken preachers of faith could not reach my hardened heart. It was only Beaver who could break through and pull my heartstrings. As he used to say, I am proud to meet Beaver, and he will be missed tremendous. The last time I was down, I said goodbye to Beaver as he was headed to the car, and he told me, I love you, and that made my day. My wife and children were there for the last sermon, and he told my youngest son, we love you. We love him too. I used to be afraid of death and wonder what would happen to me when I passed on. But I'm no longer worried about death because I know where I'm going, and I know Beaver will be there with his hands out smiling when I pass through the gates and say, make way, for here comes one of mine. I stood up and gave this testimony on Sunday when I knew I was saved. I stood up, took the microphone, and simply said, I was once lost, but now I'm found. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. We love you, Wayne, Crystal, Colton, and Sammy. And most of all, Sammy wanted to come and help Miss Ann today to do Beaver's sermon. And he said, just tell her that, don't worry about it. Beaver's up in heaven where there's light. Nobody's going to rob him. Nobody's going to steal from him. And he don't have nothing to worry about. His mommy, his daddy, his people he saved just like you, my daddy. He said, now he got it right. He got the ticket. I hope you keep your ticket, Dada. God bless you. We love you.
Amen.
For those of you who don't know, I'm his son, Scott. Just bear with me for a second. If I lose it, I apologize. He loved to tell stories, as you all know, but I wanted to tell you one. I took him to the ER Tuesday night. He was in a little bit of pain, and he's very stubborn, as you all know. He finally relented and went to the ER, and there was a lady coming in on a stretcher as he's walking his way back in pain, and he stopped her to pray for her. And, that just tells you the story of who he was. And I tell you, we can feel the love in this church and all of our friends and family. We appreciate everything you've done for us. We just ask if you would just please stay together. That's what he would have wanted. Please keep coming. He started this with four, and it grew to what it is today. And, you've been a blessing to our family, and he loved each and every one of you with all his heart. We wouldn't be able to get through this if it wasn't for all of you people. And the comfort is knowing he's not hurting anymore.
Amen.
He's in heaven, and he's preached about it every day for 40 years. And he finally got to have dinner with the king. And just want to say thank you for everything you've done. And just keep praying for our family.
Amen.
Where's my people?
I didn't know Beaver 60 years. I'm fine. I'm good. I can't feel that seat. Maybe both of us together and Scott, and we can all feel it. No. Beaver was a special guy, real special. I'd go to Ella's with him to eat a lot of times after church on Sunday. I always like to tell Beaver that I love him. Because, you know, a lot of people, I say, Ann, I love you. She'd say, I love you too. Tell Freddie, I love you too. You tell Beaver you love him, Beaver says, love you. Love you. I wrote this May the 2nd of 2004, so that's 12 years ago, a little over 12 years ago. And I wrote it as a dedication to his dad because I know how much he loved his dad. Let me get, no, don't get up. Don't get up. No, no, don't no, get no. up. I'm not going to sit down.
See you.
Okay. While visiting North Myrtle Beach, that once was Ocean Drive, some friends invited me to church where the Spirit is alive. Some of the folks I saw there, I'd seen them there before. Not at Sunday's pulpit, but on Saturday's dance floor. The most of them, as well as me, had sort of gone astray. The Lord had started calling back to go his better way. The preacher there is a good old boy, a shagger, tried and true. But he learned his preaching from his dad, for you see, he was one too. So if you're ever down that way and you feel the Spirit prod, let the crowd of the Church of the Lost and Found introduce you to their God.
I don't have a whole lot to say, but I know when I first came here, I didn't have a whole lot. I had my sister, brother-in-law, and Beaver. They told me to come out here, and I did. I met all these wonderful people. From then on, he taught me how to look at life the way it was supposed to be looked at. He taught me more in the past few years than I learned my whole life. But I'm going to miss him, and he's going to still be with us. But there's not a whole lot you can say. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time to say everything there is to say about him, but Ann, I appreciate you letting me into y'all's life in this place, Scott and Beaver, and just praise God, everybody's here and as a family. Thank you.
Glad you're here. I got a big mouth. This has been a family reunion for me. Trust me, I've seen a lot of my friends that I haven't seen for quite a while. I was on the radio down here for 12 years. This is my 15th year back in North Carolina. Beaver was on my radio station on Sunday mornings for an hour. I would come here and broadcast it live. So I got to hear Beaver preach quite a bit. I wrote some notes, so I won't forget. One thing that I want to do that you'll all relate with, Traxler! Stand up! Shook our hands. He touched our hearts. And most of all, he saved our soul. Amen? Now, I'm getting young, so I'm forgetful, okay? You'll have to forgive me. Beaver preached, and he preached on current times. He preached on where he stood at, and we all listened to him, and we all believed him. Now, I don't get paid millions of dollars to get on my knees. I get on my knees because Jesus Christ died for me, and my reward is a place in heaven. Now, there's something else that I want to tell you, too, that a lot of you don't know. And I'm standing beside of him. Probably for this man right here, we wouldn't be here today. If all of you know Jack and the Christian Jack is and what he does for religion, you will thank God we got a man in this congregation like Jack. Now, I'm still on the radio, and if I can find some stuff, thank you. If I can find some old stuff for Beavers, he'll go back on the radio. Now, shed all the tears that you want. That's fine, because Beavers going to be looking up there, and the tears you shed for him are going to be tears of joy. There ain't no two ways about it. Right there stands one guy that I've known for, what, 2 years now? At least 2 years. At least 2 years. Told you I was young and I was getting forgetful. He will always share our souls and our hearts. I look forward to the day that I can get up there and shake Beaver's hand and say thank you. Thank all y'all for listening to me. I appreciate it.
I'm not usually nervous to get up here, but when I thought about it at home this morning, I was very nervous. So I made some notes as well so I wouldn't forget and could be as brief as possible. So I'm just going to read them. And I didn't feel like having any tears this morning because I'm not sad for Beaver, but that might happen. But I'm going to get through this one way or the other. I thank Beaver for preaching the gospel all his life and for preaching it to me for the past 6 years. I can't be sad for him because he is with his mama and daddy and family and friends and with his Lord and Savior who has said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Hold my paper. Page two. To Beaver, I don't say goodbye. I say, "Later, buddy. I'll see you when I get there." He always said he never wanted to say goodbye, but back when we were younger, everybody just said, "Later." And in honor and memory of Beaver, I say to all of you, if you would like to have eternal life and just pass from this life to the next one, I beg each and every one of you to confess to God that you are a sinner and that you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and that he, page three, thank you, and that he rose from the dead so that you would be holy in his eye, in the eyes of God his Father, and then just receive and confess him as your personal Savior. You don't have to understand it right now. You just have to mean it. I would just love anyone in here who is not saved, who does not know that they're going to spend eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, please repeat this prayer and mean it. And like I said, you don't have to even understand it right now. He will help you from now forward with all of your understanding. We just want to get you there. That's what Beaver wanted. Just get you to heaven. Just repeat the prayer and mean it, and then God will help you to understand everything else later. And Ann, I will be in prayer for you and Scott and your extended family, and I love all of you.
Thank you.
Donnie and I have been coming to this church since the beginning. When we had to bring our own chairs, our beach chairs, and we sat out there in the sand. It's a long time ago. I was raised a Christian. I am a Christian. When Donnie and I were on the road singing in a band, we would come in. We were members of Providence Baptist Church in Charlotte, and we'd come in. And sometimes we'd get into town so late. that I'd be putting on my makeup in the van, and he would drop me off at the church because I sang in the 8:30 choir. But we made it to church every Sunday that we could get back to town. In the past couple of months, I think Beaver has said three times after I did a music special, "You're pretty good. You ought to think about doing this professionally." I've been doing it professionally since 1972, so I appreciate him noticing that. Beaver and I were good friends, as well as doing the church thing together. He would stop by my office from time to time, or I'd see him out or something. We'd shag together from time to time, and he'd come in, and I'd say, "Okay, I need to talk to you about something. Here's what we need to hear." And he would listen to me, and he'd say, "Well, that sounds good, but that's not what we're going to do." And I go, "Okay, I'll call Ann." And it usually gets. Beaver has been a wonderful influence in our lives. I thank him for everything that he did for our community and the number of souls that he has led to Jesus. Amen. And they are innumerable. And also the number of souls who had backslid and he brought back to the fold. He was our shepherd. And we love him. And we wish him Godspeed.
We can have a time for at least one more. Anybody?
I don't know how long the cord is, sweetie.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Wesley. And I moved here in 2008 in February. And
I'm just trying to.
Yeah. And I didn't have a church that I could call home. And I tried a couple other churches here in the vicinity. And God called me back here. So this became my church family, all of my friends. And I will tell you that because of Beaver, who inspired me beyond belief, as a result of that, I became a better Christian and a better human being. Thank you.
Thanks, Wesley. Anybody else? I only have, this is as far as I can go. You're going to have to come up here.
Hi, I just wanted to say how much Beaver and Ann has meant to me and my husband. He's on the road driving a truck, and there was a message that came to me that God wanted us to hear. Carry on, soldier, carry on. And I thought, onward Christian soldiers, carry on. That's our message today. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there anyone else who would like to say a word or two? It's tough. It's hard. But we know what's in your heart. And we thank you for being here to share this with us.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't planning to give a testimony, but I'll give a quick one. Beaver was fun of standing up, sitting here, telling us that Jack Branwell was an atheist till he came to this church. And he was right. I went to a college. It was a liberal arts college, majored in psychology, deciding I would be a clinical psychologist and everything else. And we weren't too fond of Christianity or any religion whatsoever. But when I came to this church, I met Beaver, and I met someone who I really enjoyed debating and arguing with and challenging. And we did that for 16 years, and finally he won. And I became a Christian. And I remember one of the first things I did. I used to collect, I don't want to call it pornography, but you know those jokes that you get, that nasty little jokes and cartoons? Well, the day I became a Christian, I walked over to the shredder, and I had a joke file this big, and I ran everything through it. And so from that day forward, I guess that's the day I finally became a Christian, and I thank Beaver for getting me there. You know, I could feel the Spirit here. I hope y'all could, especially when you listen to these testimonies. And I've never given a invitation, but if there's anyone here today who's not yet surrendered their life to the loving authority of Jesus Christ, you may want to think about it, because you're not going to be here very long, folks. And as Beaver used to say, you don't have to get up. You don't have to come here. You can sit right where you are and just pray, "Dear Jesus Christ, come into my life." And I hope you'll do that. Anything else? He's going to read the poem. Good. Oh. You want me to do the prayer then? Huh? Okay. The idea was to do the prayer at the end, right? Okay. Do what?
All right, this might be a little harder because he wrote this poem. He had a gift that my mom and I were amazed that he could write poems, usually at just a drop of a hat, about almost any subject. Some were hilariously funny. Some were all sad. Even if someone lost a pet, you know, we'd always say, "Could you write a poem?" And he could do it in about 5 minutes, and they're usually beautiful. But he wrote this one about 10 years ago, Mom. How long has it been about that? And it has to do with the church. And it says, "The time of all will reach an end. God doesn't give a reason. He has a plan that will be met, come treachery or treason. The time he allowed for me to spend with you was worth all wealth that could be massed beneath the sky of blue. We met to hear the word of God at a shack beside the sea. I doubt that there has ever been a church like ours, you see. We came from every walk of life by single purpose bound to form a lovely body called the Church of the Lost and Found. If one Sunday morning, I have homeward gone and you would honor such a man, I would ask you stay as one and please take care of Ann. Love, Beaver."
Ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much concludes the service today, but I think we should end it with a prayer. So if we would, dear Heavenly Father, we come today to commemorate and honor a life of a man who devoted his life to preaching God's word. Beaver Greenway was chosen by God to bring salvation to many, and that he did. There are some here today who surrender their life to the loving authority of Jesus Christ because they attended this church, the Church of the Lost and Found. We mourn this life that is no longer with us. We're aching from a void that has been created in our heart. We love this man. We pray that the pain and sorrow Ann and Scott feel today will soon pass. We pray in time the tears will pass and a smile takes their place as a heart begins to heal by God's amazing grace. Amen.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today.
Check.
Just an old
Check.
Sinner. Saved by just a sinner.
Folks, Beaver used to tell me, don't say anything at the end of the service. Well, today, Beaver, I'm going to say it to you. I love you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Tell my mom and dad hello for me. God bless the Church of the Lost and Found.
Sinner.